if you know it can suffer, then you need to treat it with respect.
With us on the line also is the campaign director for California Healthy Pets, Judy Mancuso. And Judy, if you could give us your input on the importance of this bill and what you've been doing to communicate to the communities as to why it's important that we support, and what's going on right now with your rallying and you going up to Sacramento.
Okay, I'd love to. And first, I'd love to thank Assemblymember Lloyd Levine for, you know, putting this courageous bill forward, because it is time for a change. And, you know, I'm not really sure how this all got started years and years ago, that someone came up with the idea that with the overpopulation, the unwanted animals, we just kill them.
Right.
But it is up to us to clean up the mess and to step up and make change. So he deserves a lot of credit for that. As far as my campaign, it's been internet-based, you know, primarily. I'm on the computer. I'm talking on the phone. I have spoken to people from all over the state of California. In the last month, I've been working on the bill for a year, but in the last month, you know, since we introduced it February 23rd, the amount of people that I've been able to talk to and hear their stories and their communities, it is just heart-wrenching, you know, to talk to someone in Grass Valley or Placer or, you know, cities I can't pronounce their names and never heard of before. I go to Google Maps and I type it in to look it up to see where it is and think about, you know, where they are in the state and what their situation is. And a lot of these shelters, their kill rates, just to let you know, are like, and that's what they're called, kill rates, are up to 85%. And in some communities, like in Madera, it was 95%. They have it down to 70%, well, 70 to 75, but the director there that I've been working with, Kirsten Gross, she feels that there is no way she can get the population under control without this law. So,
and the kill rate means what? It means, is that the number of animals going into the shelter?
No, the kill rate is how many they euthanize. That's
right.
The kill rate. So total intake, like what Lloyd was saying at the beginning of the show, the total intake in California, you know, we know is definitely over 800,000, and that we have numbers to support that, and we know up to a million for sure. And then euthanized, which would be the kill rate, you know, is over 50%.
Right.
So it's very important. This is not what the animals deserve. It's very, very sad. And as Lloyd touched on, the shelter workers, they don't want to clean up this mess. They don't want to. No one should be expected to have those jobs in those euthanasia rooms. No one.
If you're
and
just
not when we can do something about it.
Hold on one sec, Judy. If you're just tuning into the program, you're listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. I'm your host, Wendy Carrillo. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think about this proposal by the California Healthy Pets Act. Our number is 818-520-1059. And we do have a caller on the line. Richard, hi. Can you... good morning to you. Thank you for calling in. And can you tell us your thoughts as a listener?
Yeah, I was just listening to what you guys are talking about right now. And I just think that some people go as far as, like, treating their pets as human beings. I mean, some people just get too carried away and too attached to, basically, the way I look at it, it's still an animal. You see so many animals out there that are just roaming around, and a lot of people don't care, unfortunately. And sometimes it is better if pets are put down, because there's so many out there that people don't take care of, they don't provide for, and just let them run out and be wild and not, you know, take care of them like they should. I mean, if you're going to treat an animal as far as going as a little kid, where some people just carry their pets everywhere and get too attached, I just don't think that's right. It's not a human being. I understand it feels pain and it suffers when it has to be euthanized, but still, it's an animal. I think that a lot of times, a lot of pets or people that have pets do need to control their animals, but in either case, it's still an animal. I mean, there's been animals that have bit little children, that bite people, because
right,
they are still animals.
But Richard, I think it's all in the caring. And let's have Assemblymember Levine, I'm sorry, respond to that. Well, this is a person that's, I don't know if a constituent, but still a person that feels a certain way regarding you know, animals and pets. What would you say to that, assembly member?
Well, you know, we're not talking about animals that have bit people. You know, we're not talking about you know, animals that are you know, so old and unadoptable. You know, I don't like killing any animal. I just don't like doing it. But you know, I understand what his point is. But we're not talking about that. You know, 500,000 animals. We're talking about people who bring in a litter of perfectly healthy adoptable puppies and just dump them there, just the same way you would bring something extra to the garbage dump. It becomes a really, in people's mind, it becomes an animal garbage dump. You know, oh, well, I don't have to be responsible. I can breed these animals. Even if they don't think consciously about that, you know, that's just kind of the underlying mentality. By not being responsible, is, oh, well, if there's extras, I can just take them to the shelter and they'll take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dumping your problem on somebody else. And
right.
even if you don't think that there's really necessarily a problem with that, I definitely think you ought to care about $250 million of taxpayer money going to clean up somebody else's problem. You know, I don't have any animals because I travel a lot, and it wouldn't be responsible for me to have any pets right now because I wouldn't be able to care for them. But my money goes to clean up somebody else's mess. Those pit bull puppies that I talked about that I saw that sign for sale, if those things aren't sold, they're going to end up at the shelter. I got to pay for that, and I don't like doing it.
I think none of us want to think about paying $250 million in taxpayer money to help euthanize pets every single year. We have to go to a quick commercial break. You're listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. I'm your host, Wendy Carrillo. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 818-520-1059. And if you want information on what we're talking about, you could visit our community page on our website at power106.fm, or you could go to www.cahealthypets.com. We will be right back.
What up, world? This is your boy Sway with another MTV News Break. Radio station Power 106 is doing the unthinkable, giving away Sony PS3s and Nintendo Wiis all day long. Stay here for more breaking news.
The two biggest gaming systems on the planet.
Nintendo Wii!
PS3s!
One station has them both.
Yeah. Y'all kidding, right?
Power 106 is hooking you up all day, every day. You can win a Sony PS3 or a Nintendo.
When questioned, Big Boy was not available for comment. But as people assured us, you can win a PS3 or Nintendo Wii every day inside these hours.
7, 11, 3, and 7.
Hook me up.
It's what everyone wants and Power 106 has.
PS3 and Wii!
Every day inside the 7, 11, 3, and 7 hours.
Damn, just paid $1,000 for one of these on the internet.
Sway, we're live.
Oh, so there you have it. Sony PS3s and Nintendo Wiis all day long on Power 106.
The Cali Caliente Party Mix is brought to you by Scion. What moves you?
I'm Felix. I've been doing body art and tattoos for over 15 years. It's amazing. I get people in here all the time who ask me about fading or removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. Up till this year, I've really had nothing to help that is effective and painless. And then I discovered Wrecking Balm. It's an easy three-step daily fading system. Just a few months, the darkest, deepest pigments, they easily start to fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Balm is really the best thing for tattoo regret. It's my only recommendation if you want to clear the canvas of some real funky body art.
Wrecking Balm, the devastatingly effective tattoo fade system. Undemanding daily fading. Zero pain, zero discomfort.
Call right now for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial of Wrecking Balm at 1-800-507-2982. That's 1-800-507-2982. Fade your tattoo now by calling 1-800-507-2982. That's 1-800-507-2982.
Hello, hello. Check 1-2.
Power 106. Big banging you all day, any day in the street.
Here's where you can catch Power 106 this week.
I know what time it is, man. Let's go.
Today, catch the Power 106 flavor unit at the LAX Hyundai. They'll be out there from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the city of L.A.
Check out the Power 106 iTunes music store on www.power106.fm, and you can easily find all your favorite Power 106 music. The Knowledge is Power Foundation receives a percentage of the Power 106 iTunes music store download sales.
Westside. In my car, in the streets, you guys are everywhere.
Power 106.
Where hip-hop lives, period.
In a BMW, you'll now be able to enjoy all kinds of new twists and turns with uncompromising performance. And that's just the radio. HD Radio. Discover it in a BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, here from our friends at Universal City Nissan. Now, April is here and springtime is in the air. April is a great time to get the car of your dreams at Universal City Nissan. Now, no reasonable offer will be refused during their springtime sales extravaganza. At Universal City Nissan, you write your own deal. You pick the color you want. You choose the interest rate. You determine how much money you want to put down, and you pick the payment that is right for you. Universal City Nissan makes it easy to get into the car you've been looking for. Trade in your old bucket. They will tow it away and pay it off. At Universal City Nissan, remember your job is your credit and you get more for your trade-in. Universal City Nissan, right across the street from Universal Studios at the Lancashire exit. Universal City Nissan is the safe place to buy your car and where you write your own deal. Be sure to tell your partner, Big Boy sent you. Se habla española.
The side effect is not the music. It's just the communication.
It doesn't matter where you come from or what you look like.
So this is our only network to talk.
A lot of people's minds will be opened up and they'll think twice about things.
Knowledge is power.
Hosted by Wendy Carrillo.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. I'm your host, Wendy Carrillo. We want to hear from you. 818-520-1059. And we're talking about a very important thing. We're talking about saving $250 million per year by saving on the cost of euthanizing pets every year by a new bill proposed by Assemblymember Lloyd Levine from a district nearby. And I got to ask the Assemblymember exactly what district that is. And we have a caller on line 5 that wants to share her story on her pet situation.
Good morning, Christina, from the city of Pico.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I love animals, and I want to make a comment to the person who just spoke. Animals are innocent. They can't speak for themselves. I think that anybody who has animals, and if they don't plan on breeding the animal, then they should spay or neuter them. But I have a situation where I found a cat. She was still a kitten. And I brought her home, and not knowing she was pregnant, and I took in all her kittens. That was she had all her cats, and I took in 6 of her kittens. And I'm gonna take care of them. And if the people don't want a cat, if anybody wants a kitten, I'm gonna spay and neuter myself. I wanted to make a point to that man who spoke a little while ago that saying that people are pets. Pets aren't people. I think it depends on the individual.
Yay! We want to congratulate
you for doing that.
Yay,
we
Christina.
Think that's really cool.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we said thank you for sharing your story because there's not a lot of people that actually do the work of taking in an animal. I actually took in a pet myself. She was a stray little kitten, abandoned. She
Lola.
Was my evil little cat Lola, which I rescued from the street. You know, just another example of too many pets in our society, in our communities. And she was starving, and I could only imagine her fellow little brothers and sisters, you know. And not to say that animals are humans, but how can you let a little animal like that just perish and die in the streets? It's inhumane. And I think what this bill does is avoid that situation. And we do have the assembly member on the line, Assemblymember Levine, who can further explain as to why this is important and why we need to educate our communities as to why we need to spay and neuter our pets.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Education is the key. You know, we can put a law out there, but it still requires people to follow the law, and it still requires people to go and get their animals spayed and neutered. And of course, you know, people will be fined if they don't comply with the law. So, you know, there are penalties, but it's still, you know, you got to have people willing to do this. And that comes down to education, getting people to understand that, you know, it's not a macho thing about having your dog intact. You know, it's not, you know, you're not going to make a fortune breeding your animal because there's plenty of, you know, real breeders out there. That, you know, that when an animal is, you know, you need to look at it as just that. you know, an innocent little animal, as the last caller said. And, you know, the cats that jump up on your lap and they look you in the eye and, they sit on your lap and they purr, or the dog that curls up at your feet, you know, and they look at you with these innocent eyes and they rely on you. And they